Yes,
I guess I don't know hockey.
Speaking of making money, Triple Crown winner Justify is retiring from horse racing.
Oh, duh. Yeah. What's his stud fee?
We don't know yet, but it's a lot. But he made $3.8 million in his very brief career. Finishes 6-0 for his career. 13th Triple Crown winner ever. But his stud rights apparently are going to be sold. So they're going to fight over who gets to pay. No, wait. They're going to fight over who gets to sell the right to bang Justify.
Oh. Tommy, what would your stud fee be?
Oh, I'd have to pay people. I won't have to pay.
You seem very nice.
Yeah.
That's about it.
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
No, I was thinking, is there a better retirement life for any athlete than a horse?
Absolutely not.
Yeah, there's probably one.
No.
Ronaldo.
It's probably the same.
Yeah, probably the same thing.
Probably the same.
Yeah. He's handsome.
He won't get paid for
He's
it,
He's a
though.
Stud.
Oh, yeah, but he makes...
He's on, like, that list of guys where he could...
You could
hang on, what list is that?
Like the good-looking guys, you know?
But what's the list?
Like you would do a hall pass for him?
like back to if you were like life or death situation, you had to
cross over.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
that he'd be on top of the list. So much since we're referencing The Office already in this segment, and much like when Andy Bernard asks Oscar Martinez if he's gay, and Andy says basically that if Brad Pitt approached him, that at first he would resist, but then he might give in a little... Just to see how it felt. So you're saying, like, if Ronaldo leaned in and kissed you'd say, like, hey,
no.
I mean, definitely I'm going to at least feel it out.
No, definitely not. 100% no.
But
if I had to, I'd say Ryan Reynolds is one.
You're answering this very openly and quickly.
Almost like
sorry. Sorry. But yeah.
No, but please go on. It sounds like you have a top 20 list.
No. Reynolds is up there. Ronaldo's up there. It's just good looking guys. They're very good looking.
Where does your brother rank in terms of Ronaldo? That's the weirdest thing I've ever
said. No,
Why did you say that?
No, but the top two.
That was out loud.
Those two are
Ryan Reynolds and Ronaldo.
Right.
Then Eddie?
These guys are studs.
What about Josh Duhamel?
Nah.
No,
what?
Doesn't do much for you.
Maybe you scoff at Josh Duhamel.
Yeah, he's from North Dakota.
What about the baby goose, Ryan Gosling?
Yeah, he's pretty, yeah.
Yeah? What about Timberlake?
He's just a stud.
Brad Pitt.
He'd be up there. Brad Pitt? Yeah.
That don't impress me much.
Yeah,
Great point, Hockey. No, that,
you're making
great point.
Yeah, but I'm not a rocket scientist. I'm not afraid to say guys are good looking.
That's fine.
To be brave, Tom.
Yeah. I want to see you be brave.
That's a great song. I love her.
Me too.
Yeah.
Are you on drugs?
No.
You're all over the place.
Your brother's single and you start losing your mind.
Yeah. Right. And you start ranking him ahead of Josh Duhamel.
I didn't rank him.
I thought he said just behind him.
You scoffed at Josh. You went,
yeah.
Like he's old steak. Like, I don't want that.
I don't know. I just don't. Yeah.
Okay.
I do like his movie, though, with
Transformers.
Nope.
Oh.
It's a romantic movie. Nicholas Sparks movie with a really cute blondie.
Oh, you know. Saw 3.
Yeah, he's a stud.
Yeah.
No, what's the movie? You know what I'm talking about.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Your Facebook profile, Corey?
Oh, yeah, Safe Haven. Thank you, Howie. That's a great flick. You want to talk about a heave?
What?
Fry.
I don't think I know that one.
Safe Haven.
One of the worst movies of all time.
No, it's not. And then there's a girl in it, too, and she's super gorgeous.
There's a girl in it?
Oh, a woman.
We had her in here. It's the dancer.
Yep.
Julianne Hough.
Yeah,
you know what movie I'm talking about?
Yeah. Okay. No, I know.
No, I don't watch those.
And then Robin Scherbowski from How I Met Your Mother's in it, too.
What?
Mm-hmm. Great, great, great flick.
It's out.
Did you watch this with your brother, too?
Yeah. No, that was Monsters, Inc.
Yeah, that was Monsters.
That's a great movie, too.
That is a great movie.
Yeah, that is. Didn't there come Monsters, Inc. 3?
Probably,
but I don't know.
Has anyone gone to Toy Story Land?
What in the hell is wrong?
Well, we're on Pixar, and they kind of just transitioned.
I think it's brand new, isn't it?
Wait a minute.
Does anybody feel like Tommy's brain sprung a leak, and everything he thinks is just spilling out of
his
mouth?
Are you on Truth Serum right now?
Yeah. Right.
Can we just ask you anything?
Go ahead. Yeah. But
Tommy talks.
There is a... Toy Story Land. What? You guys know about that.
Of course, yes.
Yeah, it's
recently opened up.
Every day on Disney.
It was not open when I went to Florida in February. Mm-hmm. So I think it's in the last 2, 3, 4 months it's opened.
Okay.
That'd be something I'd go to. That'd be sick.
I believe that.
Yeah.
No, wholeheartedly, I believe
that you probably would go. Too.
Right. It'd be actually really
would
cool.
Would you go on the same drugs you're on now?
No, but think. I heard if you yell Andy, all the people just fall over.
Yeah.
That's pretty funny.
Okay.
The Atlanta Hawks have signed Vince Carter, who's 41 years old, to play for his 8th team in his 21st season. He's the oldest player in the NBA. He was drafted 3 months before Trae Young was born.
That's so weird.
Now they're
That's
teammates.
So weird.
Yeah.
What is he taking? He's got to be taking something.
He's on something.
I'm not saying anything illegal. I'm just saying, like, there's got to be some, you know, like Terrence Newman claims that it's red wine for him.
Yeah.
You know, kind of jokingly says, like, yeah, I like red wine. All of a sudden, like, oh, that's the fountain of youth.
Maybe
he's have a glass of red wine every night.
Maybe he's taking whatever Frank Thomas takes to get recognized in
Testofen?
Lobbies.
Yeah, just listen to the stream.
Yeah.
And the ladies like it, too.
So weird.
It's so weird.
It's weird that Frank when athletes Thomas, retire, whether it's not like Jimmy Johnson was an athlete, but he was a coach, but it's like Jimmy Johnson gives up coaching, and it's like, all right, cool, now he still gets erections. I'm glad I know that.
Right.
And now it's like, hey, Frank Thomas doesn't play baseball anymore. I hope his testosterone levels are solid.
Wes Welker wore Depends, though.
Right.
Did he really?
That makes sense.
Yeah, he was a Depends spokesman for a
what?
While.
Yeah, really? I wore Depends till like 7th grade. I used to piss the bed or pee the bed all the time.
What?
Till 7th grade.
Man.
This is the best thing ever.
That's so
you
random.
You wore
what?
Depends until 7th grade?
Well, like 6th, 7th. Well, I was big guy, so like normal sizes didn't fit.
Normal sized what?
Diapers.
Well, teenage diapers.
There's no normal size 6th grade diapers.
You just admitted on one of the most listened to morning shows in the state that you wore diapers until you were in 7th grade.
It was at nighttime.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to
go all over
the bed.
Right.
Well, how about you just train yourself?
I know.
And just think, an hour ago, you were making fun of Josiah for sucking at football.
Yeah.
And you're the one who was pissing the bed.
He just went, yes! Hallelujah.
Yeah. I should. Yeah. Try to take a few off, huh?
Yeah.
Can I give you a little life advice, Tommy, moving forward?
Having this cup of this iced coffee or whatever.
Is that just
Tommy?
Pure Jameson?
I want you to just imagine this for a second. Okay, shut your eyes and just imagine this. You're on a beach somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say you're in South America. You're on this extravagant vacation. Maybe a frozen marg in your hand or something. You're on the beach.
Yep, sounds great.
And Ronaldo walks up to you.
Oh, no, he's peeing himself.
And I don't know, he's flirting with you a little bit. Testing the waters.
No.
And you lean into Ronaldo's ear and you whisper, I used to piss the bed. I wore adult diapers until 7th grade. Deal breaker for Ronaldo. Just heads up.
Don't write him off yet.
I don't know.
Maybe that's his thing.
Yeah, it could be his thing.
Hawk's dad's into poop porn.
I love how Hockey's had his... His hands in his face.
Yeah.
What?
Chris.
Face in his hands.
I don't
want
to take
minutes.
A moment away from you. I'm going to keep my mouth shut. I can't
Thank
wait to
honesty,
hear what comes
man.
Out next.
Can you never leave?
So wait a minute. Let's go back to you pissing your bed until you're in 7th grade.
Yeah, I didn't want to do sleepovers. I had a best friend named Fry, Frenchie, Fry, all the... Yeah. He had a problem like I did. So we bonded over that.
Yeah,
I never
sure he appreciates
But we both
that.
Got
I'm
over
sure
it 6th, 7th grade.
May I ask a question?
Oh, thank God.
Please do.
How does it come up with Fry that you both pee the bed?
Oh, in high school, we got just talking. And
just like this.
Yeah, just like this.
Pampers Anonymous.
Oh, so this
he's in a very public forum.
You
and
bonded
he's just...
afterwards. You didn't like
at
get
the time,
together and pee
at
the bed.
At
they ran into
grade.
Each other in the
right.
Depends aisle.
Because we were always the guys like, we don't need to sleep over tonight.
Mm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And I remember I used to, if it did happen, like I'd be in my own, what are those called?
Sleeping bag.
Sleeping bag.
Mm-hmm.
And I just roll it up, call my mom at like 5 in the morning. I'm like, got to go. And mm-hmm. she'd come pick me up.
Yeah.
So was it just a tinkle that came out or like did you full on pee the bed?
It was if I had pop like after 5 p.m.
Come on, 4.
It'd be a full on pee the bed.
Yeah.
But sometimes it would be just I'd
so it was
start,
like Fuller
I'd be going
from Home Alone.
I'd start and I'd be going and I'd wake up. Like while I was going.
That's awesome. Good for you.
So is this still an ongoing issue?
Not at all.
You
totally
sure?
fine now. Unless I drink
Does it happen
way
in Vegas?
Too much.
Yeah, like in Vegas?
Well, why now?
Unless I drink way too much, I'll pee the bed. It's probably happened like 5 to 7 times.
This month?
No! Since I've started drinking.
You're like 25.
Which was what, ninth grade?
No. No, I never had a sip before I was 21.
Thank you for your honesty.
But, yeah.
Was it just number one?
Yeah, I've never tooed myself, no.
Never have?
Well, running I have.
When what? When now?
On runs?
Yeah.
Oh, I've pooped myself. Jeez. Running. You, everyone has. Like,
this
when
is
you
like
eat
the
bad,
first time Howard Stern found Beetlejuice.
No, but when you fart and then just a little extra comes out when you're running.
Right. Like,
that's different.
Right.
Yeah.
That's sharding like, is different than
pooping your pants.
Full out poop probably twice when I was running.
You just dumped logs in your pants.
No, but like, well, your stomach just really hurts after eating bad on a Sunday, and then Monday comes and you go on a run. And you're like mile three into it, and it just happens. And I had to throw away my compression shorts. Yeah.
What?
Oh my gosh.
Do you finish the run?
No, that's the one I had to have my mom come.
Yeah.
Your mom is so tired of picking up things with your pants soiled.
She keeps extra pants in the trunk.
Yeah. Your mom's just at home, just.
It's just Tommy.
Writing when the phone rings and it says Tommy. It's.
Okay, Ed Sr., get the diapers. Tommy's calling. He needs us. He must have gone on a run after Steak Sunday.
Imagine if they had emojis back then. She just gets a text. It's just a poop emoji.
Yep.
It's
like the bat signal.
Tommy, can you stick around and play Triangle of Death with us?
Yes, I can.
I can't so wait to hear your answers. The Power Trip Morning Show qualifies some of you, one of you, for a trip for two to London right after this Power Trip Morning Show on the Fan.